This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. West Virginia voters are having their say today. The polls are open, and NPR's David Green is covering the story of the next chapter in the Democratic presidential primary.
The Democratic race has gone on longer than most people expected, but the calendar is now heading into its final few weeks, with voters in West Virginia offering their input today. The economy has been a big issue in the state. West Virginia is rural, predominantly white, and ranks near the bottom nationally in median household income. The state also has the lowest percentage of college-educated residents in the U.S. It's been nearly 50 years since West Virginia has played a pivotal role in a race for the Democratic nomination. Looking ahead, after West Virginia, the Democratic calendar has contests scheduled in Kentucky and Oregon next week.
NPR's David Green reporting from West Virginia. There's also a runoff election worth watching in Mississippi today. It's a tight race in the state's first congressional district. A Republican has held the seat since 1994, but in the first round of votes, a Democrat got 49% of the vote. Political observers are following the race closely. If the Democrat pulls it out, it could be a sign of Republican weakness in November. Florida is in a state of emergency as wildfires are torching homes in the central Atlantic coast. Dozens of homes burned and schools closed, all while locals run for their lives. The largest blaze has scorched about 5.5 miles. Firefighters there expect more trouble.
All the areas of Florida are really of concern right now. As things continue to dry out, fires can start at any time. With the low humidity, the high winds that we have, these fires can become very intense very, very quickly.
That's Gary Lacavera of the Florida Forestry Division. Word of a ceasefire between Shi'ite cleric Muqtada Sadr and the Iraqi government. Fighting continues between Sadr's militia and U.S. and Iraqi forces, though. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Baghdad.
Aides to Muqtada Sadr released a handwritten letter that they say was written by the Shi'ite cleric, authorizing them to negotiate an end to the conflict with the Iraqi government. But clashes continued to erupt overnight throughout the embattled Baghdad slum of Sadr City, where fighters professing to be loyal to Sadr have held out against U.S. and Iraqi government forces for more than a month. One militia commander today announced he was trying to get his gunmen to adhere to the truce. It calls for the militia to remove roadside bombs from the streets and stop firing rockets at the Green Zone, and to allow Iraqi government forces to take up positions throughout Sadr City.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Baghdad. On to sports now in hockey's Western Conference Finals. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Stars 5-2 in Dallas. Detroit's got a 3-0 lead in the series. Tonight, Pittsburgh takes on Philadelphia in the Eastern Conference Finals. Pittsburgh leads the series 2-0. That's your news and your sports. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.